The Wizard of Oz. Many years ago, there was a girl who lived on a big farm in America. Her name was Dorothy. She lived with her dear Uncle Henry, Aunt Em, and her little dog Toto. One lovely summer day, Dorothy was playing on the farm with her dog. Her uncle and aunt were near her. They were working. Suddenly, they all heard a loud noise. It was coming from the sky. "Oh, it's the wind! It's very strong!" shouted Uncle Henry. "Go inside the house, everyone, quick!" Dorothy quickly picked up Toto and she ran into the house. But before her aunt and uncle could run into the house flew into the air. The wind was very strong and the house flew very high up into the sky. Dorothy and Toto were still inside the house. Dorothy was afraid. They could see the ground very far below them. After many hours and a very long journey, the house fell out of the sky. It was now on the ground in a strange new country. It was very sunny there. There were many beautiful flowers everywhere.
"Come on, Toto," Dorothy said to her little dog. "Let's find out where we are."
And together they ran out of the house. Suddenly, Dorothy heard someone speak. She looked around and saw a very beautiful woman. There were many little boys with her.
"Hello," the woman said. "I am called Glenda, the Good Witch. This country is called the Land of Oz. I have come with my friends, the Munchkins, who live in this country, to say thank you. You killed the Witch of the East."
"But we didn't do that," said Dorothy. "You were wrong."
"No, you did. Look, you can see her 2 feet over there. She is under your house, but you can still see her 2 feet. Your house killed her when it fell from the sky. She was a very bad person, so we are very happy that this happened to her. Do you see her silver shoes? Take them. They are yours. They are lucky shoes. Anyone who wears those shoes is always safe."
"Oh, thank you," said Dorothy. "But I must go home to see my uncle and aunt. Do you know how I can go back to America?"
"Everyone who comes here must meet the wizard first. He is very clever and he knows many things. He might help you find America. But you must follow the yellow road over there in front of you. At the end of the road, you will see the wizard's castle," explained Glenda.
"All right then, I will," said Dorothy. Then she began to walk down the yellow road.
She walked for many hours. Then she sat down next to the road. Suddenly, someone spoke.
"Where are you going, little girl?" the person asked.
Dorothy could see no one. There was only something strange which looked like a person. The birds were afraid of it. It was a scarecrow. Dorothy was very surprised. The scarecrow then spoke again.
"You were following the yellow road, and you will visit the wizard. I want to see him too. Please take me with you. I want to be clever too, so I can think about things without someone to help me."
Dorothy agreed because she wanted to help the scarecrow. She answered, "Come with us." So they followed the yellow road together. Toto was next to her and the scarecrow was behind her. They walked and walked until they saw a man made of metal. Dorothy walked past him, but the metal man talked to her.
Please take me with you. I want to see the Wizard of Oz, too. I know you're going to see him because you are walking down the yellow road. I want to see him because I want to ask him for a heart. Now, I don't have a heart, and I can't be happy or sad. But with a heart, I can be like other people.
Dorothy was sad when she heard this. She answered, "All right, you can come with us." So they all walked together down the yellow road. They walked and walked until suddenly they saw a lion. He made a very loud noise, and Dorothy and her friends were frightened. But he was not like other lions. He was very frightened too when he spoke to them.
I'm sorry you are frightened. I want to be your friend. Please help me. I want to be brave like the other lions. I want to come with you to see the Wizard of Oz so he can help me to be brave. Please let me come with you.
Yes, of course you can come with us, Dorothy told the lion. The lion was very happy when he heard this. So they walked down the yellow road together. After many hours, they came to the Wizard of Oz's castle. They went inside slowly. The castle was gold and silver. It was very beautiful. They went into a very large room. In the room, there was a very big chair. There was someone sitting on the chair, but they could only see a very large face and no body. The face was angry. That is the wizard, thought Dorothy. So she decided to speak to him.
Oh, wizard, I have come with my friends to ask you something.
What do you want? Asked the angry face. The four friends told the wizard what they wanted. I can help you, but first you must kill the Witch of the West. I know what happened to the Witch of the East, so now I want you to do the same to the Witch of the West. Do it, and then I'll help you. I can give you my monkeys who can fly. They will help you find her.
All right, agreed Dorothy. I will try to do that. So Dorothy and her friends left the castle. When they were walking away from the castle, the wizard's monkeys came to help them. The monkeys flew in the sky above Dorothy and her friends, and they showed her where the Witch of the West lived. When they came to the witch's house, the witch came outside. She was very angry when she saw that Dorothy was wearing the special silver shoes.
Give me your shoes, she told Dorothy. I want them. They are lucky shoes, and I want to wear them.
Dorothy was very frightened. She didn't know what to do. But she didn't want to give the witch her beautiful silver shoes. Then, suddenly, she saw a bucket of water. She picked it up and threw the water over the witch. The witch was very angry. Then she made a very loud noise. The water was killing her. The monkeys were very happy, and they told Dorothy that she was very clever because she knew what to do. Then the monkeys